Hello, world! What's up, guys? This is Dave Van Auken once again on the Fight Bananas Podcast. How's everyone doing out there? Real quick, people that support this podcast, big shout out right away, Mako Tech Mouth Guards and Still Nutrition. Check them out at endstillnutrition.com. Our guys right there at Warhammer Fightwear. Check them out at warhammerfightwear.com or hit up that Amazon app. Definitely go get that Warhammer Fightwear. I get the dry fit tee. It's awesome. Warhammer Fightwear, and last but definitely not least, Fusion CBD products. You can put in our code. It's 20%. It's Fight2020, but I'm going to do you one better. Don't do that right now. They have better codes. They got great deals, free shipping, Memorial Day week. Guys, go to FusionCBDProducts.com and make sure you get all your needs. It's great. They got great deals. All right. We can get into it. Guys, so excited. Another really stud UFC fighter, bantamweight, 14-3, two-fight win streak, Chris Gutierrez on the Fight Bananas podcast coming up. He's coming up like in 3 minutes. So it gives us a little time to chat. Once in a while, we love to do that just to, you know, ease in, right? Just to have a little chat. And you know that, guys. I'm a silver linings guy. And with every negative situation, and this corona pandemic has brought a lot of that to the table, right? But one positive I'm really taking out of this is it's been absolutely bananas the last 20 days for mixed martial arts fans, right? It's the whole week of Jacksonville, 249, the Justin Gaethje, Bryce Mitchell show. And then we go into Wednesday, we have Glover Teixeira. Oh, by the way, how good was that podcast? Holy jamoli. Glover Teixeira breaks it all down with Anthony Smith, talks about Mike Tyson returning, so a ton of stuff. If you guys haven't listened to it, it's the episode right before this one. Go get it. Glover Teixeira on the Fight Bananas podcast. It's unreal. And then Saturday, the Walt Harris Overeem main event, and then it keeps rolling. We got so many shows. We got the show this Saturday night at the Apex Center, UFC, Woodley Burns in the main event. Whoa, that's a welterweight contender. An absolute title contender. I love that fight. And this is where our main man Chris is going to be fighting Vince Morales in the bantamweight division. That's on the show too. But the card's stacked. Not even that. How many more fights are our main man Brock Weaver's on the card versus Roosevelt Roberts? We broke that news. We had Jillian the Savage Robertson on last week. Breaking news with her fight. All of our Chase Hooper's breaking fights. There's so much. Paige Van Zandt's back, we think, at Fight Island. It's just been bananas. How about in the bantamweight division? We've had four or five fights announced. So, hey, it is what it is. The last 60 days have been tough before this. I'm not going to lie to you, but we created a lot of content. We got a lot of stuff out there. And, you know, now it's like in hyperflex gear. You know, what is it? Star Wars. What do they do? It's, you know, where they go really fast and then the blue lights come on. Harrison Ford? I don't know. I'm not a Star Wars guy. But they go really, really fast. And that's what we're doing right now in the MMA community. That's what we're doing in Fight Bananas. It's a ton of fight announcements, cards every week. There's going to be two a week coming up in June. June is insane. Dana White's all in with June. It's going to be like seven cards in a month. It's unreal. But, guys, there's so much I want to talk to Chris Gutierrez about. Bantamweight division. How does he feel about fighting at the Apex? And so much more. So, you know that I always say it. I don't want to waste my time or your time. Let's go. Absolutely. Bananas. Here we go, guys. Fight Bananas podcast. My main man, bantamweight UFC, Chris Gutierrez. How are you doing, my man?
I'm doing good, man. How you doing?
Doing good, man. Excited. It's fight week. It's right here, Saturday night. Burns versus Woodley, Apex, Las Vegas. How pumped are you to be back on a UFC card?
I'm happy, man. I'm really happy. It's been a long road, but we're here, you know, and I'm excited.
Yes, sir. Actually, talk about that long road. I saw it on one of your Instagram posts or stories about the whole knee surgery, right? And I saw the video and looked into it. Whoever made that video, it's a great piece, really was a great piece. But how are you physically? You know, I know it's a long road, like you said. So how are you physically and mentally coming into this fight?
Man, I feel great, man. Obviously, you know, anytime an athlete, or not even an athlete, man, in general, anytime anyone has a surgery, especially one that takes you out, man, it sucks.
Right.
And, you know, I had to pull myself together and get out of that little dark spot I was in. And, you know, to be where I'm at now, you know, but the recovery, man, it taught me a lot. about myself. It taught me a lot to listen to my body. You know, there's times to push through things, but there's also times to be like, you know what, I might need to listen to my body a little bit.
Right.
And you know, I got to heal some bumps and bruises that I've been having, and that's the important part.
Absolutely, my man. Probably the last 2 weeks of podcasts here, we just had Glover Teixeira on, Phil Deroux, one of the best performance coaches in this, in the MMA sphere, right? And a lot of the things we've been talking about is not even physically, but mentally, right? Bantamweight. Almost everyone in there is, 155. They cut 50, 20 pounds to get to 135. You guys are usually 5'5 to 5'9, you know what I mean? Some is 5'10 with a little bit of reach. But usually guys in a better mental game and going into fight week and how they're feeling takes the edge. It's those vets sometimes get the wins going. You're undefeated in the octagon, right? 2-0 in the UFC. How is it? Can you tell the people that maybe don't get it that there's so much mental aspect of the UFC game, especially more than even physically?
Yeah, man, I always say 90% of it is mental, 10% is actual, the physical part, you know?
Right.
And I believe that, full on that, 90% of it is the fight is here. And if you think about it, man, the fun part is actually going out there, showcasing what you've been learning.
Right.
But we flip it around. We make it where it's the other way around, and we make fighting bigger than what it really is. A fight is just a fight.
Right.
But we make it so much bigger, and oh man, this guy is all that. But, we get in our own heads.
Right, right. You versus Morales, like that 15 minutes, everyone tells me that's the fun part. That's the part that you guys put in all the hard work, all the travel and all these scars, the 15 minutes underneath the lights. That's the fun part, let's hit on that card. I love it. When did you kind of get the rumblings that you were going to be fighting? Boom. May 30th, Saturday, Apex. Cause it came quick. It was a really fast card.
It was, today's Sunday, Friday.
Wow.
Friday, yeah, we got the call. They were like, hey, what's your weight at? And I told them, and they were like, want to fight? And I was like, duh. It's training my ass off,
Right.
I still been doing everything that I'm supposed to do. So I've been in shape the whole time. I've been working out. I've been training, sparring, everything. So I would be dumb not to accept the fight. And honestly, like I said, man, it's been, what, almost eight months?
Right.
I'm ready, man,
Absolutely. When they called you, they asked you your weight. You said at least 5 pounds less, right? The old fight trick? You were 5 pounds.
I actually couldn't get away from it. So I got a text message from my coach that was like, what's your weight? No bullshit.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, so when he said that, I knew like I had to be for real. So I told him. So, and then he was like, when we met up, he was like, oh, let's get on the scale real quick. So I was like, oh. So I couldn't lie about it. So, I mean, we were good. At that point, when he said no bullshit, I was like, okay,
right.
I got to be for real.
Right. I talk to so many fighters every single day, and they get that call, and usually short term. They said some of them now, because they want the FaceTime, They want to see you on the scale. Even the picture, you can have someone else sit on the scale. They want FaceTime now. So it's crazy.
Yeah.
A lot of, we actually broke the news. Brock Weaver's fighting Roberts on that card. We had Brock Weaver on Instagram Live Thursday, Friday night. Same thing, man. He's been looking for the fight, especially Jacksonville. Seems like Jacksonville sparked a lot of things. It's like MMA's back. The UFC's back. It was a great week. Glover Teixeira, Gaethje, Bryce Mitchell, Overeem, so much highlights from last week. Seems like everyone's itching to get back in there. And now, a lot of short notice fights. Is there a fight on that card, other than Woodley Burns that you're like, wow, that's a banger. This is one I definitely am excited about.
Yeah, my teammate, Brandon Royval.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Short notice again, right?
Yeah.
LFA, right?
What is it?
He was a LFA champ, right?
Yeah. He is the LFA champ. Yeah.
That's a stud.
Yeah, man. That's the one. I'm excited for that one. So, like, even, I had another interview and so they were like, what fight are you excited? And I'm like, him? That fight?
Yeah.
I'm excited to watch him fight.
Wow. Do you think that will help you guys? Teammates having good mojo, a little bit going together, and just kind of like being with someone, being comfortable. You think that will benefit you guys?
Most definitely. Definitely it does. You know, I think it's pretty awesome that, you know, he gets to go in there on his first fight with a teammate who's a veteran. And you know, I've already have, this is going to be my fourth one under the UFC banner. And, man, I would have loved to have a teammate, you know, a veteran in the game when I fought. But, you know, hey, it is what it is. Yeah, we get to vibe off each other. And, you know, I get to jump the card off. You know, I think I'm the first fight of the night. I don't know if he'll stay like that. I'm sure he probably will. It doesn't matter to me. I'll be the first or second, third, fourth. It don't matter. As long as I get to get in there and get it done, I'm happy.
Right. I believe all the fights are on ESPN, Big Boy Network. You know, some of the guys always tell me, they're like, they remember watching ESPN 10 years ago, and you're watching Vince Carter highlights. You know what I mean? You're watching Kobe Bryant highlights. It's like when you're on ESPN, it's a whole nother, ball of wax. I would love to talk to you about the bantamweights really quick. The whole Henry Cejudo thing, is he retiring, is he not? You know, we'll get into that later, I guess. But, you know, they made a couple big bantamweight fights. Santa Hagen versus Sterling, that's coming up in a couple weeks. Cody Nola versus Rafael's coming up. So a lot of big fights in front of you in the bantamweight division. Is there one that caught your eye or you're really watching? Or are you really kind of, hey, I'm taking care of my business and everything else will unfold itself?
Exactly like you said.
Right.
I go in there and I take care of me. I mean, I know who's all in the bantamweight division. You know, it's only, you know, it's in the, if you look at how many people there are in the world and then how many bantamweights there are in the UFC, it's not a lot.
Right.
So to be amongst one of those is a blessing. But like I said, I know who's all in there. I don't worry about anyone. They're going to go out and do what they do. Before I can even get in that, picture, I got to go out and do what I do.
Right.
Saturday next week.
Right. And, you know, no offense to Henry, great champion, but I do like a lot of the new blood. It seems like bantamweight for the rest of this year, at least, will be really entertaining, really fun. A lot of new fights, a lot of big fights. And like yourself, you're on a 2-fight win streak. Take care of business Saturday night. 3-fight win streak. The fourth, they give you, you know, someone up there. They give you someone in that top 8, 10, 12. You never know. End of the year, early 2021 could be right in that mix.
Yes, sir. I believe so.
Right. Oh, man, I'm so excited. Apex, have you been to the Apex or fought in the Apex before?
I have not. I think this is like the first fight ever since it got built.
Oh, at the Apex?
Yeah.
Wow.
I believe so because, you know, they were building it originally for the Contender Series.
Right. And I think Contender had it last year there. The last season was at the Apex.
Was it? I thought the Apex was like brand new.
I'm pretty sure. I could be wrong, you know. I just talk for a living, you know.
No, well, I mean, last time, because I fought last year, and, you know, my debut, and they were like, oh, I remember being at the PI, and they were saying that they're building the new Apex.
Right.
For the Contender Series. You're right. It might have been. They might have had that one Contenders one on there, but who knows? All I know is going to be my first time at the Apex. I'm excited.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
And yeah.
Are you pumped into or have you thought about fighting with kind of no fans yet? I don't know if you heard there's a lot of banter at Jacksonville that they heard John Anik and DC and Paul Felder. Like, they were really hearing all the commentators and they were moving, you know, stuff around. Have you thought about that yet or not worried about it? I'm just ready to, you know, lose 12, 10 pounds and then get into a scrap.
That's it, man. At the end of the day, like I say, I'm not really worried about what the audience, the spectators, you know, the announcers. My job is go in there and win the fight.
Right.
And that's all I'm concentrating on Saturday.
Does it mean more to you to try to get the finish or a win's a win and you just keep moving up this ladder?
I mean, of course, at the end of the day, a win's a win. Don't
right.
get it twisted.
Right.
A win is a win. But if you can get a stoppage, it just gives you like an extra point.
Yeah.
It just puts like a little, it's like getting an exclamation mark versus a period. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like
yeah.
that stamp on there.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, I'm always looking for the finish. Sometimes these guys don't want to fall or they don't want to tap.
Right.
Makes it a little harder.
Right. I just talked to Angela Hill's teammates, and you know, a lot of people thought she won the fight versus Claudia last week in Jax, and they're like, man, Angela should have finished it. Like, she should have got the job done. And I say to people, I'm like, guys, Claudia is the fifth or sixth best in the world in the division. She wants to get the finish too. Like, these guys and girls, they don't want to just get finished now. They're trying to win on the other side as well.
Exactly. It's like, they're not just going to, like, you know, let me punch them and they fall and be like, okay, that's it. I wish. That'd be nice, but... You know, it's not reality.
Absolutely, my man. Man, we really do. We appreciate your time. It's fight week. Cannot wait. Saturday night, Apex, Woodley Burns in the main event. You versus Morales. It's going to be a great fight. I think it is. I think it's opening the show. Yeah, man, we appreciate your time. The floor is yours. If you want to any sponsors, any plugs, anything you want to shout out, platform's yours, my man.
Yeah, man, I want to thank my management team, Iridium Sports, my gym, Factory X. Mark Montoya. I want to thank some of my sponsors, Ball Wash, you know, Live Balls Out. also, Isolite. I want to thank comments from the Peanut Gallery. Yeah, and then, you know, you can find me on social media, Chris El Guapo Gutierrez or El Guapo MMA. And I appreciate you having me on, man. Thank you so much.
Absolutely, brother, man. Stay healthy this week. Have a great fight week. Be there mentality wise, and we'll watch you Saturday night, ESPN. Get the job done, my man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you.
All right, brother. We'll talk to you soon. Hey, guys. It's Dave back with the Fight Bananas podcast. What a great little interview right there with Chris El Guapo Gutierrez. Cannot wait. Yeah, his fight should be first versus Vince Morales. And that's a great fight, guys. But yeah, Chris, I don't know. He has a really good feel or about him, two fights in the octagon in a row, and sometimes when you have momentum, that's a thing. Indiana Jones, you know, Temple of Doom, right? That dang ball just keeps going downhill. It is what it is. Momentum's a weird thing. But I just want to quickly go down a couple of the fights. There's a couple absolute bangers. Like, it's just one of these sneaky cards that I, you know, I love these cards. These are the build cards. These are the cards to create main eventers and the next class of fighters. And sometimes they don't have a great main event like this, but this main event is absurd. This main event is a pay-per-view main event type level. If Woodley was the champion, just say if Woodley got by Usman, this could be the main event. If Burns beats Woodley, he fights for the welterweight championship? Burns versus McGregor? I had to throw that one in there. But no, it could be, you know, Burns, Usman, do they fight? You know, of course, Masvidal's in the mix and Covington. There's so much. It's a great, great fight. A couple of other ones I just really wanted to hit on real quick. A couple great of the female fights. Shevchenko versus Caitlin, who just fought for the championship. That's a great fight. My main man, Brock Weaver versus Roosevelt Roberts. And Roberts is an absolute monster. 9-1. He is a humongous lightweight. Like, he's a problem in the lightweight division. So that's a really, really highlighted fight. Guys, Kevin Holland's back on the card. He just did work 10 days ago. You know, 8 days ago. Back in the middleweight division, he feels good. He's fighting versus Daniel Rodriguez. And that he's a stud, too, 11-1. But that's a great fight. And then, you know, I just highlighted 3, 4. I love Chris Gutierrez at the beginning. But that main event, guys, Woodley Burns, it's absolutely bananas. There's just some fights that I think I like more than the public, than the mainstream. That's one of the fights. I love this fight. Like, I think I like where Woodley's head's at. I think Burns, just to be honest, I'm just being blunt here. I think Burns has been asking for too much, and he almost fought a middleweight last week in Jacksonville. I think he's just been all over the place. And Woodley's been really locked in and really focused on one more fight than the title. He could have fought Leon Edwards. There was talks of him and Covington if he got paid right. There was talks of him, maybe him and Usman now. You know, shoot, maybe him versus Stylebender in the middleweight. You never know. But he's really, it just seems like I think he's playing the game right a little bit more veteranship, a little bit. He's been there around, and Burns is kind of like burning the oil at both ends a little bit. Hey, I could be wrong. I like Woodley here in the main event. I just think he's a huge step up for Burns. And Burns is no – I love Gilbert Burns. An absolute – he's been on the podcast. Go back in the archives. Go, you know, subscribe to our YouTube page. Gilbert Burns has been on the show, was absolutely great on this podcast. I just don't think it's going to be his night. Hey, I could be wrong. I think I was wrong once in 2017. I think. I got to look back on that. But guys, this has been another episode of Fight Bananas Podcast. Fusion CBD Products, Mako Tech Mouthguards, Endstone Nutrition, and Warhammer Fightwear. Really want to thank my guest, Chris Gutierrez. 14-3 bantamweight. Big fight for him. Humongous fight for Chris. So, yeah. Guys, Saturday night, Apex, Las Vegas, Nevada. Make sure you're watching. We are crazy about fights. I am Dave from the Fight Bananas Podcast.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.